And with the test approval last week for the Whalers Way rocket launch site for Southern Launch, the question now becomes, where to next for Southern Launch? And joining us this morning is the CEO of Southern Launch, Lloyd Damp. Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What is next for the Whalers Way site and for Southern Launch now that these three tests have been approved?
Yeah, so the next step for us is to construct the launch pad. We've been on-site mobilising, fixing up the roads to date, so that'll be very exciting for us as we move into that next phase. So it'll be construction. We're still working with the Australian Space Agency for launch approval. But hopefully once that comes through in, I'll say, the not-too-distant future, we'll then be able to do a test launch from the site.
There's been a few questions asked locally about the significance, I suppose, is probably the best word, of the site. Why was Whalers Way chosen?
Yeah, so key to the choice of any rocket launch site is ensuring safety to people and the environment. And this is actually mandated at a federal level under what's known as the Flight Safety Code. And the Flight Safety Code is very, very specific on the levels of risk you can or you have to apply when doing a rocket launch event. And so what Southern Launch did is we took that Flight Safety Code as the foundation of our assessment. And we used operational or other environmental criteria to build out what's known as a multi-criteria analysis. And we looked at the entire Australian coastline, and Whalers Way is the site that satisfied the criteria the best. Hence why we came to use Whalers Way.
Speaking this morning with Lloyd Damp, the CEO of Southern Launch, about the Whalers Way rocket launch site, now that three test launches have been approved. And what is the goal for Southern Launch with this rocket site at Whalers Way? What does Southern Launch hope to achieve?
Yes, so one of the things, as a lot of people will be well aware, the development of Whalers Way, the Whalers Way Orbital Launch Complex, is the subject of a major project assessment by the state government. So what Southern Launch has proposed is that to aid all parties involved, we undertake up to three rocket test launches from Whalers Way, collect noise and vibration information that we can make available to help the process move along. Now, if the launches demonstrate that the noise is unacceptable, then, you know, that would potentially affect the proposed permanent facility negatively. Likewise, if the launches show that the noise is well within expected levels, then helps, or hopefully helps, the project move forward. So in many ways, it's a real-life test of a small rocket, or up to three small rockets, that will help all parties decide moving forward.
We'll have more with Southern Launch CEO Lloyd Damp after Boston, More Than a Feeling. You're on Good Morning EP. More Than a Feeling, that's Boston on Good Morning EP. Speaking this morning with Lloyd Damp, he's the CEO of Southern Launch, who will be setting up rocket launch sites at Whalers Way. And Lloyd, we've been speaking about the Eyre Peninsula and what we can expect from Whalers Way and rocket launch, but what benefits do you think the site at Whalers Way can bring to the Eyre Peninsula?
This is where it's very exciting, and I thank everybody who's provided their support to the company throughout this process, the people who called up or emailed following the SCAP decision last week. No, because should the permanent sites be realised, well, even during this test launch campaign, constructing the infrastructure down at Whalers Way, we expect to provide, you know, about 40 people with employment just doing all manner of activities down at the site, from grading roads to sourcing steel supplies. If the permanent facility does get approval, the analysis undertaken by the South Australian Centre for Economic Studies shows that in total, Southern Launch will be contributing about $80 million over 10 years to the broader state economy. That number only increases if we're able to attract rocket manufacturers into the state and potentially even to Port Lincoln. So there's a very real scenario that we're trying to create for the Lower Eyre Peninsula, where the peninsula is known not only for the good farming and the incredible aquaculture industry, but also for the high-tech manufacture of rockets and rocket components. So local residents have an opportunity to get employment in these new fields, which I think is incredibly exciting. So
it certainly is exciting, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing those jobs arrive on the Eyre Peninsula in hopefully the not too distant future. Lloyd Damp, the CEO of Southern Launch, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Anytime, Keith.
Lloyd Damp, CEO of Southern Launch, who are going to be setting up that rocket launch site at Whalers Way in the not-too-distant future. Certainly looking forward to seeing what that does bring to the Eyre Peninsula. Top loader and dancing in the moonlight. We're going to have some tax tips next on Good Morning EP.